Well, I got some articles on COVID misinformation to share with you. Maitland Ward, who is from Boy Meets World now doing porn, is going to join us for a delightful interview. And we'll talk to her, and you'll hear this right after this.
I'm Martin Cove, Sensei John Kreese from the Cobra Kai TV series and the Karate Kid trilogy. And I'm hosting a new podcast, Cobra Cove, with my own kids, Rachel and Jesse Cove.
We're breaking down Cobra Kai episodes and talking about everything from pop culture to bullying and personal development.
With all kinds of great guests from the TV series, Hollywood, and the mental health world.
Listen to Cobra Coves now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One. Do you have a problem with that?
No, Sensei!
I mean, Dad.
From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is The Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, the author of Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me from Hollywood, Maitland Ward, and comedian Liz Mealy. With Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects, plus possibly a spirited round of the Rotten Tomatoes game, and now, horse-toothed bastard, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The choice we're going to mandate you get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Gina Grant?
That's right.
Handball, Brian. Bounce your boobies. Bounce your boobies.
That's the whole joke. The title's the whole joke.
Yes, with the 10-minute preamble.
Yeah.
Oh, I was on the phone this morning with Sonny and his teachers and his vice principal. First off, I'm hotter than shit in here. I'm sweating through my glasses. I know. It's incredible how nice teachers are and counselors are and principals are now to the students.
Mm. Oh,
it's
principal
insane.
Second grade, who had a paddle on the wall as a ever looming threat.
Yes,
paddle on the wall.
The Board of Education,
literally.
Well done, yeah.
You got to put holes in it so it
had holes.
Yes,
you got to drill it out. It's got to cheat the wind before it hits your coolie.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, Sonny's missed a few homework assignments, but that's okay. That's all right.
Oh,
he'll get them back.
Yeah, he was with this old man in fucking Pebble Beach, bitch.
That's right. Hoisting a cold one. Yeah, it's crazy the amount of – and also there's a lot of college talk. But he's not going to college.
Does he have thoughts about it? Does he tell you he's not going?
Yeah, he's – I mean, okay. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. It is – look, academics is not so different than sports. If you ain't showing something by the 10th or 11th grade, don't plan on playing Division I football.
Don't go to the AAU camp.
Yes. It's like that's not for you.
Yeah.
That's not your thing. It's not that different.
Yeah.
If you likened it – like you wouldn't go, yeah, but people got to be forced into sports later on. It's like, you don't really show an aptitude for it.
Plenty of other things to do.
You don't show an interest in it. There's never been a better time to not go to college because it's so fucking expensive. And I honestly
– the world of information at your goddamn fingertips.
You got a
phone, yeah.
You got college. And then it's also a thing where it's like I worked in basically two professions. I worked in carpentry and then I worked in comedy. And at least to Daddy, those two professions had nothing to do with college. Now, later on, certainly on the construction site, there was nobody cared. Nobody went to college. There was always a couple guys taking a few units at the JC or whatever. Sometimes there were guys who did go to college and were just kind of working during the summer and stuff. But it was neither here nor there on the job site. That was just the guys. Some guys were carpenters. Some guys weren't. And then, later on, got to the Man Show, Loveline, and Crank Yankers and stuff. And we just hire people, but we just look at their writer submissions. I mean, there were guys who went to Harvard and Yale, but it was always a distant second to whatever they put on the page.
True.
We just look at the writer submissions, and that's, if the guy was really funny and he went to Harvard, it would be like, went to Harvard. But it just didn't move the needle very much.
Did you have any writers who didn't go to college? Do you know?
Adam Carolla.
Yeah, me.
Come on.
That were creators of the show?
There were probably a lot of guys who didn't finish college. Yeah. Jimmy didn't finish college. Jimmy would take home all the writer packet submissions and read them. I never would.
What?
So,
you didn't
yeah. So I didn't go to college. So. But it was a neither here nor there. Yeah. And goddamn, it's moving fast. I mean, in the next couple of years with everyone, you know, Sonny wants to get into broadcasting. I mean, would you go to college and take a broadcasting major?
I know plenty of guys and some girls who did the broadcasting school, you know, the private broadcasting school. Mm-hmm. Not worth it.
Yeah, and now the barrier to entry is zero. You just fucking go on YouTube and start taping yourself. Yeah. The next thing you know, yeah, you got a channel.
Yeah, and I've never been at a radio station that hired anyone based on where they graduated from. All right. Hey, Brian Bosworth, the Boz, is going to be up on stage in Austin.
Oh, my God.
Up.
How did you pull that off?
Well, he lives out there, so somebody reached out to him. So
wow.
That's a specimen.
Is that the 9th or the 10th? Is he a Friday or Saturday guy?
I believe it's going to be Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be one of the days we're still figuring out, but it's looking like Friday.
All right, so good on the Boz. I have a lot of questions for the man.
You know what we should do instead of a show that night is what you and August did on the cruise with Cobra. You and the Boz just sit in a chair together with a mic and watch the movie.
Stone Cold.
We break down either Stone Cold or Lawless.
Yeah, right.
Good luck finding Lawless.
That's a good point.
It's on YouTube.
It is? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the whole pilot's on YouTube.
All right, so...
Hey, can we get back to the Sonny thing for one second? I had a thought. Far be it for me to give you parenting advice. My thought is... You know, I don't know about Gina, but I floundered for a couple of years after college, you know, before I sort of found my way to K-Rock or Loveline. Mm-hmm. You floundered for a number of years. Like, the kids just got to, like, eat shit for a couple of years, right? And realize how much life sucks when you're not heading in a direction. I think everyone does for a tour.
I sold suits. I understand.
Yeah, we all had shit, you know.
We're not.
A couple of years.
I've discussed it before, but there are two ways to figure out what you want in life, and they're both equally important. One is see the guy driving by in the Rolls Royce and go, man, that's a cool car. Mm-hmm. I'd like to aspire to get that car. And then look to your right and see the guy, the homeless guy, rolling around in his own
filth.
That's
a cool cart.
That guy in his own filth over there. You go, I don't want to be that way. And we've sort of remove the I don't want to be that way part of it, which is standing in front of a griddle at McDonald's for $2.51 an hour for 8 hours, you know, just
sitting outside Jack in the Box and timing the cars through the drive through.
Right. Yes. The sample shopper.
Yeah. Secret shopper.
Secret shopper. Yeah. Have a slew of shit jobs and go, well, I know what I don't want to do. Yeah. Go outside when it's this kind of weather and have some foreman tell you to get up on the roof and scrape some asphalt shingles, you know, and then you go, oh, I would like to move into a writer's room and sit in air conditioning and exchange ideas instead of labor. Yes, we've decided that we want to shield the kids from all of that. That's a pretty important learning tool in the toolbox to go, I've done that and I do not want to do that. Right. And here would be my vehicle to get away from that. Agreed. All right. So there's an article in the Washington Examiner that I haven't read. I just heard about it, but Dawson found it. But I wholeheartedly agree.
With the article you haven't read?
Yes. At least the premise of it, which is the test scores are in now and kids are floundering.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
and they're behind. They're behind for the first time
in
math, and behind in reading and all that. And people say, Ace Man, turn the page, move on. And my answer to that is, fuck you. The people who shut schools down need to be punished. And then people go, why? And I go, because the next thing
don't
that comes about, I want it on their permanent record that they fucked kids up. So, and this whole thing, I've said it a million times, but I'll draw you this analogy. It's all been about kids. It's all been about scaring moms. It's all about getting the kids, scaring the moms, and then locking everything down. You can't do it with nursing homes. You can't do it with the elderly. It has to be about the kids and the moms. I have elderly parents. I have young kids. My wife didn't give two shits about my elderly parents, but we're very much invested in the kids. And that's where then the procedures come along. That's how you get people to do what you want them to do. And what we did, And what the news did and what the Barbara Ferrers and all the powers that be did is they did this version of COVID. And by the way, go out there and try to find me statistics of kids that didn't have pre-existing conditions that were killed by COVID. I've asked many people, they're like, I don't know, 18. I mean, it's basically pre-existing, non-pre-existing condition COVID deaths for people under 18 is about the same as cops shooting unarmed black men.
So it's
about
the
same
roof.
Number. It's statistically doesn't exist, but we have turned it into a fucking lifestyle in this country, which is insane because then we make policy based on it, which is shut the schools or defund the police. All right, those are your policies based on this thing that doesn't statistically exist. And then 10 minutes later, the kids are fucked up and a bunch of inner city kids are getting shot in Chicago. Nice job. That's why we need the information. And I basically said it's like this. You could say if you go to the beach and you go into the body surfing, a very high percentage of people who engage in that will come home with some sand in their trunks. Almost everybody who goes and body surfs will get home and find some sand in their trunks when they're getting into the
Inevitable.
Shower. A lesser percentage of people will be attacked by sharks. So that's what the news did with kids. They went like, well, this affects the elderly and people that have pre-existing conditions, but it also affects kids, but to a lesser degree. Yes. The same degree of sand in your trunks and fucking attack by hammerhead shark, which is, yes, it exists, CNN, but to such a... Now you're telling people don't go in the ocean because you're saying, well, there's a chance. I mean, it's less. It's slightly less.
But
it's marginally less.
Even
but
one person could get attacked by a shark. Why do we leave the beaches open?
Right.
It's irresponsible.
So that's what we did with kids in COVID. We got the kids. We got the parents. We freaked everyone the fuck out. We knew it early. We never discussed it. We still barely discuss it. And now the kids have come undone. Go ahead, Dawson.
The government didn't do this to our school children. The virus didn't do this to our school children. The government did.
Yes, people go, COVID. The kids are behind because of COVID. No, they're not behind because of COVID. They're behind because the teachers'
policy.
Unions lobbied the government to shut the schools down. They could have stayed open.
The data is in, and the judgment should be harsh.
Good.
2 decades of educational gains were wiped out in 2 years. New test scores in math and reading show. The drop was greatest among black students.
What?
Headlines,
we love those people. We're here to help. We're here to help.
Say,
just like defunding the police. It helps them.
The headlines will say the pandemic caused this, but that's not quite right. COVID-19 has left a terrible trail of death and illness, but the coronavirus is not the cause of the learning loss. It was the local politicians, governors, school boards, and public health authorities who harmed our children by advocating or mandating unjustifiable school closures in the fall of 2020 and then into the spring. Those school closures were a mistake, and the people in charge knew or should have known it at the time. The damage to students, academic, emotional, and social, was obvious to every parent after the 3-month closure in early 2020. Children's relative safety in the face of the virus was also well known by the fall of 2020. The people who nonetheless closed the doors bear full blame for the lasting harm they have done to children. All of them should lose their jobs. The math decline was almost 3 times as great for black students as for white students.
But wait a minute. We love the black kids. We're here to help them. That's why we're here. We help them.
Hispanic students were in the middle.
Yeah.
This is totally unsurprising, as black students were far more likely to be stuck in remote learning by uncaring bureaucrats and administrators and lazy teachers' unions. In November 2020, 70% of black students and 60% of Hispanic students were remote, compared to 40% of white students, survey found. Peggy Carr, the commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics, pointed to many factors that could drive the learning loss, and the Washington Post listed them. Quote, other studies have shown a rise in classroom disruption, school violence, absenteeism, cyberbullying, and teacher and staff vacancies.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't Fauci just say like 2 weeks ago, we have no proof that keeping kids home from school affected them? Oh, but he's an expert. We should listen to him.
It's proof.
He's got proof.
And schools also say more students are seeking mental health services. All of those are fruits of the lockdowns, too. If you kick the children out of school, outlaw Little League, shut down their playgrounds and basketball courts, and scold them not to hang out with their friends, you are harming them. It's no surprise, but unsocializing children produces antisocial effects on them. Yet those of us who resisted the unnecessary closures were accused of selfishly wanting to get children and teachers or their grandparents killed. Masks also likely interfered with learning.
By the way, I got to say this. I had more, you know, first off, you making secondary arguments are always insane. Like, I would go, the kids are healthy. Leave the fucking kids alone. Let them go out and play in the sunshine. Get some exercise. Get some vitamin D. And then everyone would go, okay. Then they think about it. Like, okay, my first argument is shot to shit. And then they go, well, what about their grandparents? Many of these kids returned. You know, they live in how. Is this Italy in 1931? What percentage of people you know live with their nanny and their pappy?
I don't know any.
Jesus Christ.
Airflow, airflow. You don't get better airflow than being outdoors.
Oh, God.
We should keep them outside.
That's right.
I know. That's right.
Masks also likely interfered with learning, as anyone who has spent time teaching children can tell you. Yet school mask mandates remain in place, despite a lack of evidence that masks are beneficial for children. Sometimes it's hard to believe that people in charge would knowingly harm children for no good reason. But looking now, as the predictable harms of the school closures become evident, we must assign blame to the school boards, county officials, and state officials who did this to our children, in addition to the media figures, public health officials, and union bosses who lobbied for this.
Good. Fuck y'all. And you should be punished. Just lose your job. You're not good at what you do, or you certainly you can't. You're having difficulty weighing risks versus damage. And maybe you don't have the kids' best interest at heart. We have my tweets to the L.A. Unified School District from a year and a half ago.
Just put them up here.
All right. Going on. Being
Evil
on record.
Rich Whitey has to get his tweets in.
That's right.
L.A. teachers.
February 2021. All right. It's been a year and a half.
L.A. teachers either don't want to go back to work or are cowards. Those are the only two options left.
All right. Get the fuck back to work. I don't know why. Oh, they wrote back, right?
Excuse you.
Yes.
Teachers are working, Adam Carolla, but congrats on being spared the devastation our communities face.
Why am I spared?
Unclear.
I got my COVID suit on.
The communities we serve have COVID-19 levels 15 times greater than those in your wealthy La Cañada neighborhood.
Right. Well, get them out of their shitty little apartments where they're spreading the COVID around with the eight people in it.
Does the teachers union have nothing better to do than make graphics? And post them to
yeah,
the bottles.
They did a really professional, high-quality job of your picture. And
you look smug.
Yes, I'm smug.
It's
I got
from your book.
And it even says entitlement alert.
Entitlement alert. How about you get the fuck back to work? How about that alert? All right. May I have any more, Max Spana?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
This is also from the teachers' union.
Oh. Who is the coward? The teachers who dare confront government officials and powerful business to fight for the health of their students and families? Or you, who sit safely in your La Cañada mansion, criticizing what apparently you don't even understand? Teachers are working.
I do love, I would love to have the work schedule that people think I have. You know what I mean? There's two versions of my work schedule.
Eating grapes, being fanned.
One is I just sit in my mansion counting money.
Scrooge McDuck over here.
The other is I go on to Fox and are paid handsomely. That's the other one. I wish those models were 10% correct. I wish I
That'd be sweet.
Was I Was I on the road last weekend? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go on the road unknown. From inside the mansion. I guess if the mansion is big enough to include the state of Utah,
that'd be pretty fucking
I
mansion.
Could walk down an endless yeah. hall and yeah, get
a compound.
Get to the club, but all right.
But here's my question, and I don't know, you know, I'm not a political expert, but sorry, go back one. When the teachers union is telling you, like, we're not cowards, we dare to confront the government officials, but the teachers unions are huge supporters of government officials and vice versa, right?
Yeah, I think to give the devil his due, I think in California, I think Newsom at a certain point was kind of like, why don't we reopen the schools? And then the teachers unions were like, we're going to
pay your salary.
We're going to confront you.
Right.
We vote for you. So knock it off.
Right.
So they did confront officials. They confronted them to stay closed and fuck up more kids. Heroes.
Okay. And I think there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Do we have another one?
You said... They said, because you're this guy in La Cañada in your mansion. You said, that's untrue. I called them cowards from my mansion in Malibu.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, that was true. I was in Malibu at the time. All right. Uh-oh.
Oh, my
there's
God.
There's more?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just read this one, but okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Teachers are working, Adam Carolla, but entitlement blinds you. Oh, what they had a new take.
What entitlements do they speak of? That's another thing. I'd like three things. I'd like entitlements. I'd like to get paid a nickel if I went on Fox. And I would like to sit home in my mansion and get paid. Those are the three misnomers when it comes to me and my career.
Many of the communities we serve have COVID-19 levels 15 times greater than those in the La Cañada. Public schools are a reflection of the community they serve. Your wealthy community has been spared the devastation our communities feel every day. Hashtag Adam Carolla. Hashtag entitlement alert. Hashtag make it safe.
All right. Now you can.
Do those ever get trending?
I don't remember
suck
that.
My medium-sized dick, LA Unified. School unions, and you hurt the kids. So nice job. All right, you hurt the kids. But you got into teaching because you love the kids. But you kind of love staying home more than you love the kids. Look, it's to be fair, you guys are stupid, and you never went out and tried to get some opinions that weren't echoed by all the fucking nut jobs on CNN. You could have done a little digging, and we have an internet. All you have to do, if you wanted to know what was going on with COVID, just figure out who they pulled off of Twitter and then find out what they were saying. And then you'd get a lot of information. So if you want to find out what was going on with COVID, just find out what Alex Berenson was saying to get him kicked off of Twitter. And then you'd have a whole bunch of information that turned out to be true.
I think I saw on, and I talked to him a little bit about it. Dr. Drew on Instagram was saying that when he showed on YouTube his eye situation after he got the Johnson & Johnson vaccination, which I guess happened to some people. They got like a black eye or whatever. He got a strike against him on YouTube. But he was saying, look what happened to my eye.
He'd been put in YouTube jail for – well, we got put in YouTube jail for playing a clip of the guy who runs County USC saying we have open beds. We're not filled with COVID patients. That was a YouTube problem. So, you know
– feels very straightforward.
It was – well, look.
That's not my skin's magnetic now. That's, yes, we have beds. Come see them.
The guy who runs the hospital is explaining what's going on inside the hospital. Why that's COVID misinformation, I don't know. But don't worry. We're going to fix this whole thing because the next story is the California legislature is approving an assembly bill, 2098, co-authored by California State Representative Evan Lowe. And State Senator Richard Pan, they're going to make it. Well, go ahead and tell us what the new Orwellian future of California is.
California approves bill to punish doctors who spread false information.
Oh, boy. True, duck.
Does anyone ever do that? First off, all the guys you said spread misinformation were correct, and all the shit you guys said was wrong. Can we factor this into the future,
Who's impaneled with deciding what is and is not?
Oh, boy. I think we know the answer to that. And can we stop calling everyone who runs Florida totalitarian when their thing is open the schools, open your business, do what you want? You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. And then we in California, who are like the most progressive, we have 2 times more regulations about everything than any other state, and we're going to add more. This time, we're going to have some truth ministry when it comes to misinformation with physicians and COVID.
Trying to strike a balance between free speech and public health, California's legislature on Monday approved a bill that would allow regulators to punish doctors for spreading false information about COVID-19 vaccinations and treatments.
False information 10 minutes ago would be you can still get COVID even if you're vaccinated. You can still spread COVID even if you're vaccinated. And paper masks don't work. That would have got you, you get your license pulled. Now, all this does is scare the fuck out of everyone. So people who have information go, not going to share it.
Right.
I don't want my license
risk
pulled.
It.
Right.
The legislation, if signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, would make the state the first to try to legislate a remedy to a problem that the American Medical Association, among other medical groups and experts, says has worsened the impact of the pandemic, resulting in thousands of unnecessary hospitalizations and deaths.
What I do now.
So, Mark Garagos is going to show up here in an hour and a half. I'm going to do a podcast with him, and then he's going to tell me how his case is going against the city of Burbank vis-a-vis Tin Horn Flats, because Tin Horn Flats kept their outdoor dining area open after we announced, the governor announced, that outdoor dining was dangerous with no information, no cases of outdoor transmission. So where's the misinformation in this equation? Tin Horn Flats, family-owned business, shuttered, got a fence around it, 50 years of business, shut down because the governor said something with no proof and no data, but he still has a police force, and he used these people who defied him. And what I'm saying is how would we label the misinformation in this particular instance? Who's spouting out the misinformation? Outdoor
Crazy.
Dining? Is dangerous? Whose information is this? Where did he get the data?
Well, and we, between New York and LA and tons of other places, we continue to close off streets so people can dine outside because people like it and people feel safer and people have an enjoyable time. So it's weird to keep, it's weird that Mark is even still involved in this when we're, everyone's back to business and Tin Horn Flats should be too.
Well, it should be, but it's been shut down by the government because they, they kept doing the thing that that the government told them to do. The government said, take it from indoors, bring it outdoors where it's safe. And then at some point decided outdoors wasn't safe.
Yeah.
The law would designate spreading.
Oh, what happened to wiping everything down and wearing gloves? Would that have been misinformation if you said that's not the way this thing is spread? It's airborne. What if you got to that once upon a time?
The law would designate spreading false or misleading medical information to patients as, quote, unprofessional conduct, subject to punishment by the agency that licenses doctors, the Medical Board of California. That could include suspending or revoking a doctor's license to practice medicine in the state.
How about we let the doctor and the patient figure out what the fuck the protocols are? So the doctor could say, as Dr. Drew has said, I recommend to all of my patients over the age of 75 to get vaccinated. I, however, would not recommend it if you're talking about your 12-year-old.
Right.
Is that too nuanced for you, state of California?
Pretty clear.
Can the doctor do that? What if the doctor said, I think hydroxychloroquine may be effective? Would you let him then prescribe that to his patient, or would you like to get in between those two and start setting policy, and then calling everything else totalitarian? Jesus fucking Christ, it's so much projection. Sorry.
In order for a patient to give informed consent, they have to be well-informed, said State Senator Richard Pan, a Democrat from Sacramento.
By us. They need to be well-informed by us.
Coached up.
Just us. Just the people who shut down schools and said the fact that this was a pandemic of the unvaxxed. Those people? The people that said, get the vaccine, you'll never get it. They need to be informed by them. Okay, this is good.
A pediatrician himself and a prominent proponent of stronger vaccination requirements, he said the law was intended to address the most egregious cases of deliberately misleading patients.
By the way, they never do this one either, whether it's a... you know, we got to intervene because, you know, you're building a house that may collapse on a 3.0 earthquake, or we need to get into the kitchen, your restaurant, because you're poisoning your customers. Or like, we need to get between you and your patients because you're giving them misleading information that's dangerous, could kill them. What's in it for you as a doctor or a business owner or a person who lives in the home that will collapse? You ever think maybe it's bad business to hand out bad mayonnaise to the folks who come into the restaurant? Or maybe it's bad business for the doctor to give out dangerous advice?
Yeah, I mean, we're used to hearing about, like, on YouTube or on social media, someone who says they're a doctor and they're just saying whatever they're saying. When you're in a doctor's office, do we have any actual cases of doctors, quote unquote, deliberately misleading patients?
You got to eat fish tank cleaner.
Sometimes,
Missy.
I do. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Oh, well, so we have one.
You got to get the fish tank cleaner and you got to eat that. And then you got to inject bleach.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems misleading.
California's legislation reflects the growing political and regional divisions that have dogged the pandemic from the beginning. Other states have gone in the other direction, seeking to protect doctors from punishment by regulatory boards, including for advocating treatments involving hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and other medications that the American Medical Association says remain unproven.
Yeah, they're unproven and they're inert. So maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe taking a hair of cat whisker works or it doesn't work. That's for you and your doctor. You guys can figure that out.
If enacted, the law could face a legal challenge. Governor Newsom, who has 3 weeks to sign the legislation, has not yet taken a public position on it. While other nations have criminalized the spread of vaccine misinformation and have higher vaccination rates, the response by states and the U.S. government has largely been limited to combating misconceptions and accurate information, said Michelle M. Mello, a professor of law and health policy at Stanford University. She noted that even laws that cited a compelling interest, like public health and safety, to police disinformation ran the risk of having a chilling effect, a First Amendment standard for many courts.
All right. And we get it. Yeah. If Newsom signs this, Jesus fucking Christ. And by the way, it takes fucking brass balls to put this stuff down when you've been wrong about all of the things involving vaccination.
Best defense is good offense.
Jesus goddamn Christ. All right. But anyway, it's California. We do our own thing. We let our freak flag fly over here. We're not overly regulated. People come here, they seek freedom.
Yeah.
You want to be oppressed, you go to Texas or Florida. But here, those are totalitarian dictatorships over here. But here, we let you do what you want.
There's one more line here that goes to Gina's point that what doctor is doing this. But the legislation defines disinformation as falsehoods, quote, deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead.
That would
so
make
how they're
them,
going to be able to prove that, I don't know.
Sometimes I do.
That would make them serial killers.
Yes.
Literally serial killers.
All right.
So what I heard from all this is our bodies are choice.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's what it is. All right. Yeah, same people never stop banging that drum. Can we do it with this as well? Simply Safe. Nothing matters more than safety for you and your loved ones. But old school home security companies use outdated technology, overcharge you, and lock you into multi-year contracts. That's why I use Simply Safe. Peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 years. No drilling. No mess. No pulling wires. No ex-cons or now technicians crawling around your house. 24/7 professional monitoring. Simply Safe's agents dispatch police or first responders the moment a threat is detected, even if you're not home or can't be reached. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Adam. Save 20% when you sign up for interactive monitoring. Get that plan and get your first month for free. Visit simplysafe.com/Adam to learn more. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right. Maitland Ward is an actress. Probably know her best from Boy Meets World. And now she's become an adult film actress. Got a book out.
What a pivot.
Called Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me from Hollywood. I feel the same. We'll talk to her right after this. You own, you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. First, let me tell you about Concrete. Oh, man, this is good stuff. I drink it every day. Creatine, your body needs it. Your body makes about half the creatine you need. The other half comes from your diet, but most American diets are low in creatine-rich foods. Concrete patented creatine, HCL, is the favorite creatine of elite, well-informed athletes. The number one bioavailable creatine and the only microdosing creatine, just one small scoop per 100 pounds. So if you're 200 pounds, you do two small scoops. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine, and the rest is used up by your body, immune cells. It protects you, heart cells, you need it to pump, lung cells, you need it to breathe. It is Concrete. Am I right, Dawson?
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card available now online and in-store at Walmart. Concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing. It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Movie with Adam's buddy, Oswaldo. See if you can guess which scary movie this famous line is from.
Yuri Mother Sack Cock and Hill.
If you said The Exorcist.
Your mother sucks cocks and hell.
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
Boy, let me hear Ozzy one more time. Now listen. Sorry, Oz, but you got to learn profanity in whatever country you go to. A number one. Look.
I think that ship has sailed for Oz.
Maybe. I think there's still time. All right, let's hear it one more time.
Yuri Mother Sack Cock and Hill.
Okay. Now I got it.
I see it now.
Now I hear it. Yeah. Maitland Ward has joined us. You know her from Boy Meets World. She started acting, made her debut on the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful. Yes. And is now doing adult films.
Yes.
So that's a pretty big transition.
Yes. And people think I did it overnight, but honestly, it happened over a long period of time. I equate it to like a lobster, like boiling in a pot. Mm-hmm. Like it was over, like I didn't even realize it was happening, like, but I just, you know, it happened over a long period of time, like decades.
Well, what does that mean? You didn't realize
well,
it was happening.
You know what? I kind of like, it was my own authentic journey and I just took it like one step at a time. And I was like, oh, I want to do like maybe like Playboy-esque type photos and stuff. And I want to be kind of, I'm sort of an exhibitionist and I like doing that kind of thing. So I did that stuff. And then I was like, well, I like girls and maybe I should do some girl stuff for my content mm-hmm. on originally it was my Patreon page where people subscribe every month to get like certain photos and stuff of me. And then I was like, okay. And then it kind of evolved from there. I was really discovering my authentic self as a sexual performer and human being really. But
so the first time you had sex with a man on camera, did you know the guy? Did you just meet him on the set?
I had done stuff with girls beforehand and I had known them and they kind of were helpful in recommending like a professional porn star mm-hmm. to do this with me, like, cause I was interested in doing like a real professional porn scene for my, content. And, I did not know him. I did not. I looked at him online and I knew he had been on, like he'd been a professional porn star for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he was very professional and he was cute and he was 6'3" and I'm tall. So.
Was he a Boy Meets World fan?
You know what? No, he's English. He didn't know anything. But he was a White Chicks fan.
White Chicks?
Yes. But I was in White Chicks.
Oh, you were in the Waynes Brothers movie?
Yes. I was the real girl.
You're redheads with blue eyes. I just thought he liked White Chicks.
Yeah.
No, but he's British, so he didn't know. But
oh, but he was a fan of a movie you were in.
Yes, he was a fan. Oh. Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, he wasn't like some Uber fan. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like.
No one likes white chicks that much.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a cult hit.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
He knows.
Are we allowed to watch white chicks though?
Why? Oh, because it's kind of like taboo?
We can't watch white Jumanji things, so. Man.
All Juana I have man. To say is Juana it is a man. Cult Sorry. Hit. Took two I movies. Have more people quoting me on White Chicks even than Boy Meets World.
Do you think, I mean, you're so successful. I'm reading here that one of the highest paid and most respected.
Most respected. Yes. My vagina is respected in this town.
She's so prompt. But in it says most... highest paid, most respected adult film stars today. Yeah. The attraction, I guess everyone's fantasy is, and I was never able to live it out, but, you know, I grew up when I was a young kid sort of dropping a pube and hormones pube. Coming in and God knows what. I would sit and watch like Wonder Woman with Linda
Wait,
Carter.
I did too. And listen, I had she a was hot. I loved Wonder
I would watch
Woman.
Charlie's Angels and I would just stare at Cheryl Ladd. And then every 19th episode, they go, Angels, we're going to Hawaii. And I just go, yes, yes, because Cheryl Ladd's going to be in a bikini. Now, the dream was to see her in a porn film.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, it was never realized.
Yes.
But later on, you could have been a Kim Kardashian fan or Paris Hilton fan and actually seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
How much of your success is that pent up dream being realized?
You know, I think it's always cool when guys say, I have masturbated to you for over like 20 years.
Oh, you talked to Chris before the show?
She's laughing.
And he told me, he said,
yes, and you have my vagina, right? You bought my vagina. No, but like, because I do have a fleshlight where it's the nice. Mold of my vagina and my asshole.
Uh-huh.
And they're called Toy Meets World and Tight Chicks.
Not bad.
I did not come up
you
with
You can't
that.
Afford not to do Run that.
You
can
can't.
Can we talk about the casting process for
you
just
mean,
a
like,
moment?
To put it on your vagina?
Yeah, we're doing the recreation for your
It's weird. It's like a weird gynecological experience.
Right.
Because it's like you're putting this kind of I don't know what it is exactly. It's a mold, but it's wax kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's like it's weird. But and you have to masturbate before you do it.
Oh, you do.
So every yes. the blood's flowing.
Yes, because they want to see it like an
engorged,
right? An engorged vagina. That is exactly what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, they want to see that you're like you know. So because people are going to masturbate with it, and they want to know that you're like into it.
Do you think the techs are just saying that because they want to watch? Like I've tried that.
No, he didn't.
At the Golden Corral.
Yeah, he asked me that like, before the show. I was
could
really
I have
confused.
A, like, could I have a booth? And by the way,
no,
I'm
but they
need
gave
to-
me they gave me a fleshlight like this huge like massager like a Hitachi, but it was like the old school back massager,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh my god, I don't know if I'm like turned on by this
so
or like traumatized.
What you but, need for your vulva,
vulva. Yeah.
Is basically to do the equivalent of like when Jason Statham does a fight scene with his shirt off,
yeah.
he does a few push-ups.
Yes, exactly.
They have that weird
exactly.
bungee cord. They're
right.
trying to get a little vein
Vascular.
Going in their arm.
That's yeah. what it's, yeah. That's
so they
what
do
it
that
is.
With your snatch
yeah.
there?
In my snatch. That's
right.
In my asshole. My asshole is already warmed up naturally.
Yeah, I feel the same
you
way.
You don't need to like get the blood flowing as much
especially
there,
in
sure.
this heat. Yeah.
Right.
So then they cast it.
Yes.
The tech who cast it.
He didn't seem that interested in
he's
the whole
He's not
process.
In the industry.
That's his job.
He's a tech.
Yeah. No,
right?
he's a tech. No, he's not in the industry. And I, the biggest, like, people think that people in the industry are so interested in, like, watching the sex scenes and watching him. They're mostly bored. Like, literally.
With a boner.
Yeah. They're like, when's lunch? Yeah.
But I would think, like, the cast guy, he's getting paid to not be creepy. Just
you know,
like,
he wasn't
really
creepy at all. No.
Super black and white.
No, it was like, actually, I was like, this is such a heavy Hitachi. Am I warmed up enough? And he's like, it's good.
Do you think that guy talks to other guys who makes molds all day? Like,
there's
got to be, if not a union, at least a clique of like-minded guys, like guys who weld and make custom motorcycles, well, they end up having a beer together. Yeah. And then one guy.
I don't know how you become a vagina molder.
Well, I think you become a molder. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got to talk to
like
one
a dream
kid.
Job.
It's like, what did you do today? Oh, I went to the river because they discovered the remains of a 9-year-old and we had to make casts of the skull, which had partially collapsed from a ball peen hammer. Yeah. What'd you do today?
Soldier in Afghanistan, came back with one arm, got a, you know, make a prosthetic.
You ever see Boy Meets World?
I mean, I don't know what that's to do with our conversation.
Some passer Paris down on that snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. First, we got out to Hitachi.
Which is weird because for white chicks, I got my face molded so they could have my prosthetics on their face. And then I got my vagina molded. Just
well, you do.
Of why have I had so much molding in my life?
You do look something like they looked.
Something like they looked.
Well, was that?
They did prosthetic pieces on their faces. Yeah.
You're.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, you're.
Well, that's me. That's not them.
All right. So.
So there I am in my bra. So it was an early, like, indication I would be in porn.
How does it work in the shoots themselves? Are there any breaks once the action starts?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we try to go all the way through. We really do. Like, when we start the sex and everything, we do try to go all the way through. But usually, like, about, I don't know, 30 minutes in or something, people get hot or they'll need water or they'll need something like just to break for a second, especially the guys. They, like, I need a moment just to like, because it's so much action. I don't ever need to break.
Is porn director, I don't know, you know the late, great Bobby Hollander? You do?
Well, kind of. I mean, like,
have you, you've heard the name?
Yes.
Bobby Hollander.
I don't know, like, details, like, but yeah.
Do you, are the are porn directors as creepy as they used to be?
My porn director, who I work with all the time, is a female.
Mm.
And she is young and beautiful, and she used to be a performer herself. So, no, they're not. So actually, the ones that win the AVN awards and, like, all the big, you know, big stuff. There's so many women who are directing porn now because they know what men want.
You're
and I think it's an old like it's an old stereotype to say that like old creepy guys are directing porn. It's not like that anymore. It's really not.
You're working with Lonnie Hollander?
I'm working with Caden Cross.
Oh, and she was in the business herself?
For a long time.
Don't pretend like
Famer.
You don't know.
And she's won Director of the Year like 3 times at AVN and stuff. So.
Three times, fool.
Three, yes. Who was that? I like that.
You know, the best part about the AVN Awards is what washed-up comedian they can get to MC it. I'm sure I'm on a
short list.
Why aren't you there?
You know, I ask myself that
Please
question almost every day.
Please be there for me this year.
Is it That'd always awesome. In Vegas?
Well, for the last couple of years, it hasn't been just because of the pandemic and all that. But yes, it always is in Vegas. Yeah, and it's going to be this year.
I remember discussing it with some of the AVN folks, you know.
Come.
And they explained.
Be with me.
I said, I'll fly in on a Monday. And they said, you got to take a van. Those
what?
Are the rules.
What, is he, what do you mean you got to take a van?
You must take a 70s custom van with shag carpet in it. That's what the guy said. He said those are the rules. You have to take a custom 70s van.
Like the Mystery Machine?
Oh,
my God. I would love to ride the Mystery Machine.
I don't make the rules. I don't know how it works. Maybe it's like a COVID protocol. So how many AVNs have you won?
You know what's funny? I think, I'm not going to state it for fact, but I think overall, there's AVN and XBiz Awards, which are like the big awards. I think per scene, like I've done 20-some scenes, and I think I've won like 13 or 14 awards.
Damn.
So I have the best per scene award average.
And what do you chalk like that up to?
Well, you know what's really cool, though? Of course, like I've won Best Actress a lot of times, and people say, oh, because you're, you know, you're a mainstream actress and you have experience.
Yeah.
It's true. But I also have won Best Sex.
Ah.
So that was like a really big deal that I won Best Actress and Best Sex at the same time because it's like you're being celebrated for both.
That's like you winning Best Celebrity Driver and Best Pro Driver in a race.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That's a certain pride that comes along with that.
Did you ever do the Long Beach Grand Prix?
Yeah, I did.
I'm from Long Beach.
I won the celebrity and then I won the pro
I always wanted to do that, but they like kind of stopped the race, didn't they?
They stopped it about 4 or 5 yeah. years ago. But
yeah.
maybe one day they'll bring it back.
Maybe. We can bring it back together. You
so
guys
awesome.
Should Freaky Friday switch jobs for a day.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh,
What are your rules? Do you have any no-fly zones in
yeah,
the
you
bedroom?
Know what's funny? Everybody thinks that you go on set for a porn scene and you just do anything. Like, you have to do everything. No. You come on set and you say your no's and yeses and, like, what you want. And, like, we map out the scene ahead of time.
When you said your no's.
Wow.
I was like, whose nostrils that big?
But honestly, I don't have
what
that
are your,
many
what
no's.
What are your no's?
I don't have that many no's. Unless I was doing, like, a serious, like, BDSM scene, maybe mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be beat with something or, like, tied up
caned.
Somehow. Yeah. I know. I've been caned. Oh. Actually, I've been caned and I got a bruise the size of Texas on my ass. And it was wonderful, though. No, I actually liked the experience, but afterwards I was like, oh, my God, my entire ass cheek had a bruise.
What is, I mean, caned?
A cane.
Like with a little cane.
From, a little, yeah, cane. Yeah. Like you stole a poster in your hotel room in Singapore,
yeah, right.
right?
But it actually, I thought it was an enjoyable experience except afterwards, and I was just like, oh, my God. I look
workers well, comp. Workers.
You're very,
no, I'm not going to.
You're very fair skinned. So
yes,
I
that's
see
why
the
it is.
Caning would yes. leave a mark.
That's why it is, because I bruise very easily. It was not that painful of an experience, mm-hmm. but I was like, oh my God, I have so many bruises.
Back to the AVN Awards. I'm not attended,
oh, yes.
I've not attended too many, but I do have a question. When they have the nominees, do they do like the Oscars and they show a clip? And do you get to choose the clip, or is it just, oh, how nice?
Yes, they do. I don't think – I didn't choose the clip, but I think Vixen, the company, which I have a gift bag.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can have a lifetime membership to see my porn.
Oh, really?
Or you can give it away to your fans.
Wow. I'm older. Can I bequeath it to
oh,
my son?
Oh, come on. You can. It, look at – wait. I, mean, I don't even,
20,
I don't even
years
have
out
this
of it,
swag
but...
that you're getting.
Oh.
I have it too.
Awesome.
You want
Thank
this?
You. That's very cool.
Wow.
But all my DVDs – look at this.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That's you.
Yes. Look at – there.
Mm-hmm.
All my DVDs. Here we go. Here's my book.
Mistress Maitland.
Yes. I do a lot of mistressy stuff, so I am actually the dominatrix.
Do
in
you
a
do,
lot. This is the lifetime membership. Look
do
at
you do much dancing? Oh, my God.
Dancing?
Not
oh, this is heavy, like yeah, an Amex, like a black
it's
Amex.
It's like a black Amex.
Adam,
it's honestly,
second,
you got, you're going to be so excited.
That's the second amazing. Black card you got that comes in like a special package.
It's true. I wonder if this will get me into the captain's lounge at LAX. Probably
I can make
not.
Sure that's happening.
Wow.
I've gotten into lounges with that.
When I say dancing, I mean,
what do you,
you
mean
know,
dancing?
Featuring at clubs
oh, no.
and that kind of
you
stuff.
You know what's so funny? No. I would actually like. Well, I would have fun doing it, but I have no coordination in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been told because I have such like a high arch in my foot that I have like the – I should be a dancer. But I'm like I have no balance. I have no coordination.
Wow. Hey, buddy. Boy Meets World. Now we got a spinoff called Hog Meets Hand. So get ready, boys. Well, here's the problem. Here's what they did. And you know what? You're right. What we've done is we've driven away a lot of potential dancers by all the shenanigans with the pole.
I can't do the pole.
Well, that's right. That's right. I don't care if you can do the fucking pole. That's what I'm saying.
I can dance around.
And the 13-inch Lucite wedgies that everyone's going to roll an ankle with. And
right.
then so you got a bunch of hotties going, I'd love to get naked and shake my moneymaker, but I don't know what the Lucite thing. They've done, you know, it's like my buddy Daniel. Once in a while he goes, oh, we should play poker, get some guys together. You know, we'll do like a whatever, like a $10 thing and an ante or whatever. You get in there, you lose $1,400. He's raising you every. And then the next time he goes, you want to play some cards? I go, no, I don't, because you ruined it. You ruined it for me.
Right.
And we've taken a lot of beautiful women and we've kept them at home because they go, I can't do the pole.
Yeah.
Fine. I don't care. The pole was there just to balance you because you were high.
I would,
and then the blue side wedge you've got too scary.
I would dance around not high without the pole because I can't do it. I'm too awkward.
We raised the
but
pole
I would get
too
naked.
High.
That's I would right. get naked at a club for
that's,
you.
That's what I'm saying. But yet you've been intimidated by these acrobats and their wedgies.
Yes. Because some girls, can they get spin around and they can do all this stuff? And I'm like, I can't do any of it.
First off, I'm a father. I have a daughter. All I do is look at them and go, oh, my God, you're going to break your neck. Yeah. Like, I'm freaked out.
That's what I'm freaked out about, too.
Yes. I want to relax.
Go shoeless. Have fun.
Yeah. I don't want to wear the high heels.
No.
Oh, I can't wear high heels very well either.
That's
I'm tall, so I haven't.
You've been discouraged.
I've been discouraged from wearing high heels my whole life, so I've been like, I don't need them.
How's the family with the career choice?
You know what? In the beginning, like early on in my life, I was very – like we were in a very conservative household. Not conservative in the way that it was like – you know, you can't do anything, but like more like sexually conservative, I guess. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was very conservative in the fact that she wanted me to be like virginal and very chaste and everything. But I thought they would freak out. And actually, when the news came out that I was doing porn, they have been so supportive.
Wow. Supportive.
But I'm an only child. So I have two parents. Oh, I have no cousin. I have no first cousins. So I'm not dealing with a lot of people. But my parents have been amazing about this.
What's supportive mean as it applies to this?
They say they don't watch anything, of course. They're not going to. But
my parents have shown the same kind of support for me in the Man Show and many other endeavors.
I mean,
okay, we should look at those.
But they're like, supportive. We are supportive of the fact that you are happy at what you're doing and that you're successful and you're making money and you're doing, you know, doing something that you love to do.
Is there money to be made in the industry in 2022?
I make six figures a month on OnlyFans.
It's a yes or no question.
On OnlyFans, not even Vixen, and I'm the highest paid there.
Yeah.
Maitland, I would love to talk to you off the air.
Please.
Six figures a month.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that, but so, okay, so let me explain.
Let me explain
the analogy. No, it's an analogy.
I'm kidding.
So, you know, you could go, well, I would like to go to work for Howard Stern, like as a comedian, sit in the old Artie chair as a comedian. Mm-hmm. And then Mike, and then they would offer you money and it wouldn't sound like much. Mm-hmm. And then Mike August would say, no, you gig off of that. You get paid off of that. You sell tickets. Right. You play theaters. You announce on Friday what theater you're going to be in Saturday night. And then that's how you get paid. You don't really get paid from the performance per se. You get paid from all the ancillary stuff. Is that sort of an apt analogy?
It's kind of the truth with adult performers, especially women in the adult industry. If you do like the professional sites like Vixen, you do get paid a certain amount. And, you know, I get paid really well by Vixen. But like if people are doing scenes and stuff, they get attention from that. They get fans from that. And it's kind of the same thing because then they start their OnlyFans and then they get – you know, branch out from there.
How does ownership and residuals and all that stuff work? Because the beginning days, someone got paid $100. That was it. They didn't own anything.
$100.
Show up on the internet now and run in perpetuity. And, you know, Christy Canyon never got paid again.
Right. The only thing with the adult industry, there is no residuals. And I really feel that the adult industry is missing like a union that can support the performers and stuff. But people say that they can't really get a union together because performers don't stay that long in general.
Oh,
like usually girls will stay like 6 to 18 months and that's it. Wow. And they don't want to pay like the dues and all that stuff. It's not like actors in SAG who it's like an ongoing thing. But so there's no residuals in that. But the residuals you get are as if you have a successful OnlyFans or any platform that you're working on that sells content. So,
high turnover.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying you're high and we need you to turn over. We got to hit you from behind. Not you, per se. Yeah. That's more of a point. Can we find Bobby Hollander for 10 please. Seconds just so you can just file this under bullet dodge?
Like, you're in the right era.
Well, I mean, it's like they always talk about like, oh, in the early days of the NFL, you made $100 a game and you had to work at a used car lot during the off season. Right. You know, now there's multi-million dollar bonus babies.
Before OnlyFans, like girls didn't have the chance to make all the money they can now. Well, because they had to just be reliant on the studios and stuff.
You could have been working with one Bobby Hollander if you were born just a little earlier.
Where is he? Sure.
I love it.
Hi. You thought it was Alfred, but it's not. My name is Bobby Hollander, and I'd like to introduce you to a tape called The Personal Touch. Now, The Personal Touch is something different in home entertainment. It's strictly adult, strictly X, and it's hot. It's so hot, it's going to blow your balls off. It's going to want to make you wet your panties. It's going to want to make you reach in and grab it. It's going to want to make you come right on your television screen. The personal touch means personal touch. It stars Shauna Grant, Sharon Mitchell, Paul Thomas, Ron Jeremy, Dominique, a newcomer to the screen, Gene Harlow. The personal touch was shot on videotape to give you the finest quality in adult entertainment.
All right. You could have been taking direction from that guy.
I could have. It makes me want to reach into my pants and grab it. That's what I say. Grab it.
And then the weird come around your TV set?
Come on your TV set.
I have never seen a director like that.
You haven't?
No. Actually, no.
They don't have like throwback day?
Everybody thinks that those are the directors.
Old-timers say.
Well, yeah, maybe they have. Maybe on some sites.
So you're working with like progressive women.
I work with a 36-year-old woman.
Who's been in the business.
What'd you say?
Who worked in the industry before.
There have been. Yeah, I've known like older guys who have been like, you know, in the industry for a long time. But seriously, like not, it's not that stereotypical like that.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just waxing nostalgic.
Yeah,
but
you are.
Part of me that misses that time. You know?
You know what? It's a fun time.
Is everything, everything's just shot digitally, but not on video anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We actually have like film crews that are like regular independent film crews. Like,
what do you do when you see a stray guy kind of hanging out?
What do you mean a stray guy?
I mean,
like he's hanging out in the set, just
like
with his wiener out.
Well, like he was on a set where they were shooting an infomercial two lots away, and he just kind of wandered in, and he's eating a sandwich, you know, during his break. Has that ever happened?
Did they make it a pretty closed set?
It's a close. I've never had a guy wander in with a sandwich, but. That could be an interesting situation.
Weave him into the plot?
Yes, that's the plot. One time, though, in my own content, I was doing body paint, like full-on body paint nude. Like, I did that a lot because, you know, I'm kind of like an exhibitionist.
Mm-hmm.
And we ordered pizza, and I answered the door to the pizza guy.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he was so professional. He didn't even look at me. Yeah, he was just like, here's
respectful.
Your money, let's
respectful.
Go. You
wow.
know? And I did it twice in like two
but
different
that's a,
times.
That's a whole genre of porn.
I know, and I was like, this is a that. Porn scene, and he wasn't open to it. So, but he was very professional, so Domino's, you should give him a raise.
You know what I've learned, Gina, through that genre of porn?
What?
If you deliver pizzas and you simply cut a hole in the box and put your tog through it, initially the woman who ordered the pizza will be surprised.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like this.
But in a matter of moments.
She has to have
she's
it?
She's got to blow you.
She's
wow.
got to.
Yeah.
She's just got to.
Yeah.
I never realized that translated into real life.
I don't know if it's 80%, you know, because sometimes
60.
Her husband's home, you know, or maybe she.
Well, sometimes
my husband
to watch.
Was there then when I had my.
See, there you go.
Oh, it was?
It was a whole thing. It should have been a scene.
How's the husband with going out?
My husband is so supportive of me and my career and everything. He was so proud of me when I've won my Avians and everything that I've done. But. I have to say, like the girl stuff I did, he's fine with that. He likes, he's like,
sure, he's
totally,
the guy with the sandwich standing
yeah, exactly,
on the set.
Exactly. But he actually recognized that I needed to do stuff with guys. Like I had fantasies, like dungeon fantasies, like I was saying.
He
and like,
had that realization.
Well, I talk about it in the book, but he really did. Because like,
right.
I was writing like erotic stories and I was mm-hmm. talking about things like, wouldn't it be cool to do this? And it's not, he's not the person that would do it with
Does
me.
Does he
you know?
Have a pedestrian type job?
Yeah, he's a businessman. He's investing and like he's in investments and stuff and real estate. Yeah.
Wow. And
no,
he realized
that. Yeah.
that you need to make the transition to men.
Let's just say he realized I realized, but I wouldn't say it and I wouldn't mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell him I wanted to do it and he was like, "I know you do." So, you know.
He was picking up what you were putting down.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. And so we did it together because we found these like male porn stars who had been in the industry so long and he could be there at the shoots where I first started doing it. He doesn't come to the professional shoots now that I do, but like in the beginning, he was really a part of it just to see how we felt about it and how it like, you know, evolved and stuff. So, but the guys were great and they were friends with him and like it was wonderful.
What about the danger of falling in love with one
you know
of these
what?
Guys? So good looking, so sensual,
they
such
are
a
good
pro.
Looking. Yes.
And you know, you're flesh and blood. You're woman first.
It
by
is
golly.
True, but I always look at it like I really love the sexual experience of it all and I love to experiment sexually and I love all that. I'm not looking at it like I'm like emotionally involved with these people. And I don't think anybody on sets really is.
It could creep in, though.
Oh, I mean, that's true with anything. You would meet somebody at the store and like have something emotional.
Sure.
But yeah, actually, some guy could be delivering a pizza with his right cock now, through the box and you could just have a revelation.
The pizza guy, I want him. Where is he? No, but I think really I just needed to explore like my own sexuality, not in an emotional way because that's what I get from my marriage, but like more just like a, you know, sexual acrobatic way.
Any Boy Meets World cast reunion discussion? Everyone's doing a repop of everything on some streaming platform.
I know. I have. It's funny because Will Friedle from Boy Meets World was like, I am so supportive of whatever you do, but I'm not going to watch a single bit of it.
Good.
Yeah,
good. But he's like, yeah, because I'm like a little sister to him. But I would say, I have to say the Boy Meets World cast members have not come down on me or been against me or anything. I can't say most of them have been supportive of me. So that's been except for Will and for Trina, who they both
they've
have been
supportive.
They've been absolutely. They came out. The other ones, I
not so much.
Never hear from.
Like, bye. I don't know you anymore. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think. Like, if I started doing gay porn, I wonder how many cast members from Crank Yankers would support me.
Know, can I tell you something? Crank Yankers was my favorite show. If I could forever do prank calls to people, that would be my job. Like, seriously, I loved that show.
Use a lot less body paint, I can tell you, in that profession.
I one time did a prank call to my friend in high school, the guy I lost my virginity to, actually. And I would be, I pretended like I was a guy from like a computer class, and I'd be like, hey, what's up? Like, what's going on? Like,
so you did the Manti Te'o thing in reverse.
But I love prank calls. I think it's the funnest thing ever.
Well,
so
thanks for watching.
Wow.
All right, the name of the book. Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me, from Hollywood, available today, wherever you find finer books.
Finer books.
I add that, Maitland. Well, we'll talk to another dynamic female comedian, Liz Mealy, and we'll talk to her right after this.
Saddle up and get ready for Westerns Week on Pluto TV, all for free. We're coming in blazing with favorites like True Grit and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Or immerse yourself in binge-worthy series like Yellowstone and Walker, Texas Ranger. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. The best part? It's free. No credit card, no sign-up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.